Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Now, the end of the year is time to take stock. And here at Eye on the Arctic, it's also the time we check in with our bloggers. Now, they've been following and analyzing Arctic news and events for you for over the last 12 months. But now is when we take stock with them to find out what caught their attention, what took them by surprise, and what we in the media might have messed up along the way. Up today is Heather Exner-Perot, Managing Editor of the Arctic Yearbook, and we've joined her today in Saskatoon. Heather Exner-Perot, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Arctic news in one word, how would you characterize things this year?
It was a crazy word. If I had to choose one word, it would be shifting. There's been a lot of changes kind of underneath our feet this year. The Trump election obviously has thrown a wild card into a lot of things. The ice seems to be going into a death spiral. The Canadian Arctic foreign policy has been taking a noticeable shift with its joint declarations with the United States, focusing more on the environment and climate change and its traditional focus on Northerners. And I really think that Arctic foreign policy in general, we've been kind of in a phase or a rut since 2007. People are looking for something different. I think we're going to start to see some new statements, new initiatives, new policies in the coming year.
And, you know, if we had to, you sort of touched on a series of things that happened there, all things that have been changing this year. If there was three news stories that you thought were the most important or that marked 2016 for you most, which ones would you pull out?
Yeah, well, one that was, well followed, well beyond the Arctic, was the voyage of the Crystal Serenity, kind of the luxury cruise ship that went through the Northwest Passage, the biggest passenger ship to sail through there, and they really had no problems. It was really a lot of open ice for them. And the same week that the Crystal Serenity sailed through, we found one of the wrecks from the Franklin expedition. And there's really that juxtaposition, perfect juxtaposition there of, on the one hand, you have very rich passengers, enjoying their champagne and hors d'oeuvres and sailing through. And on the other hand, 100, 150 years ago, it was the most treacherous waters, almost on the planet. So, how things have changed. And, we've been talking about shipping, we've been talking about tourism. And, with the Crystal Serenity, that really marks, it really happened this year. A second story, and maybe it's because I'm in, we're still in the thick of it, was the joint statements that Obama and Trudeau put out. And they had two statements this year. The first one was put out in March, and it wasn't all that different from this one, and it wasn't as remarked, I think. But just this week, Obama and Trudeau jointly said that they were going to ban oil drilling, basically, in the Arctic waters. That was kind of the most high-profile statement, got a lot of attention. People are still talking about it. And I think maybe why it's capturing my imagination anyway more this time around, rather than the March statement, is because Obama is a lame duck president right now. And, not a lot of people expected in a month's time American Arctic policy is going to be the same as it is now. So it'll be very interesting to see what comes of that joint statement. And I'll say the third one, I tend to focus on the politics or the people of society, but Arctic sea ice is in a death spiral right now. And it's very alarming. It's, it's maybe one of the biggest stories of the year, not just for the Arctic, but, for the planet, that it's actually happening now. So we should all be paying a lot of attention to that.
And so some really important issues. If we look back at the last 12 months, was there one event or story that really took you by surprise? What happened in the last 12 months that made even someone like you who watches the Arctic and allies it so closely go, wait a minute?
This is going to be everyone's answer on everything when we talk about 2016, and it's Donald Trump. No one saw Donald Trump coming. The Americans are hosting the Arctic Council chairmanship right now. They've been focusing on climate change, the environment, very much kind of Obama administration kind of goals, Democratic kind of goals. I don't know what will happen with that ministerial. It's coming up in May. Rex Tillerson has been nominated to be Secretary of State. He's well-versed in the Arctic, but mostly in oil drilling as a former CEO of ExxonMobil, well acquainted with Putin and his administration. What is going to happen with all that? I just don't know. There are some concerns. Is the Arctic going to be resilient enough are the values of the Arctic resilient enough to withstand a Trump, Putin, Tillerson kind of partnership collaboration in the region? We'll have to see.
And one wonders what the next 4 months will be like within the Arctic Council.
Yeah, and what's happening in the State Department right now in the United States is Papp going to be around? He was a political appointee. It'll remain to be seen how much of that U.S. Arctic Council chairmanship agenda remains.
And then let's look ahead to 2017. We just had a sort of a look in terms of the Arctic Council, what we might be watching for. But what else are you going to be keeping your eye on as we move into the new year?
There's still another wild card here at the Arctic Council. Finland has taken over the chairmanship. They've been talking for a couple of years about hosting a big summit. They see themselves as hosters of summits, trying to maybe up their stock in Arctic politics, and have been talking about having a summit of Arctic heads, not just the foreign ministers who come together at the ministerials every 2 years, but of Arctic heads of state. And, you know, even as early as May of this year, they said, you know, the timing was not right. And obviously, you know, with Russia, Syria, Crimea, all those things, it was not the right time to have a meeting with Vladimir Putin. But now maybe the time is right. And just last week, the Finnish president said that he'd be happy to host such a meeting. So, again, values seem to be shifting quickly in the Arctic. So that's kind of on the negative side, at least for me. But there are some positive things that we are going to see in 2017. One is an agreement on scientific cooperation. So this is probably going to be the kind of the crown jewel of the U.S. Arctic Council chairmanship. It's pretty much all negotiated, not much left to do except for dot the I's, cross the T's, and it's just going to be easier for scientists from all countries to travel to, work in, and collaborate on Arctic science. And the other thing that it hasn't happened yet, but it's been getting closer, is a fishing agreement on the Central Arctic Ocean. The Arctic five states have already declared a moratorium so that they will not fish in the Central Arctic Ocean. They don't now, but that they will not fish there until, you know, there's a good stable fisheries management. And they're trying to get some of the other major fishing nations and stakeholders involved, the EU, Japan, China, Korea, Iceland. They haven't managed to negotiate it yet, but it's very close, and I expect in 2017 they'll be able to come to a conclusion on that.
And Heather Exner-Perot will be looking forward to your blogs on those and other issues in the new year. Thank you so much for your contributions to Eye on the Arctic.
Thank you, Avis.